The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The sun rises here. All right. First ball in hand. Well, let me tell you what we're talking about. I want to talk about two things today. Hopefully there's enough time on the clock for us to achieve that. Our second hour, our second topic would be how much is your vote worth, which was something I did hint at yesterday. Today, in this hour, we're speaking on the topic, how should a man be judged when his past is brought to light? Well, yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it? How should a man be judged when his past is brought to light? Now, you can talk about what is just, and you can talk about what is legal. And I do endear you to qualitative reasoning today. So you should look at something and then determine, not quantitatively, but qualitatively, how a man should be judged. So grateful to the divine. We have quite a reference for the show this afternoon. Ogun State Governor Dapo Abiodun has said his arrest in the U.S. over credit card fraud and forgery in 1986 is not sufficient grounds for his disqualification by the All Progressive Congress APC. Oh, by the way, Jonathan got a... So, wait, let me rephrase that. Somebody on behalf of Jonathan got him expression of interest form. At least that was what was initially reported. And then later we heard, I saw it this morning, and I'm so grateful someone feels insulted. Well, that's a by thought. A report was published, at least I read one, where Jonathan said that someone buying a ticket in his name is an insult to his person. I'm like, finally, somebody feels something. Okay, but that's not the topic. I just wanted to put that out there because I cannot hide my pleasure. It's such a pleasure to behold that someone feels just the feeling, a reaction. Someone is coming out. Someone is, you know. Oh, okay. Back to what I was on. Ogun State Governor. Now, Abiodun disclosed this responding to a petition submitted by an APC member, Ayodele Oludiran, on behalf of Oluwatobi Sofela of Ogun Bibere Unity Forum to the national chairman of the party, Abdullahi Muhammad. So you can pretty much understand the gist of this particular submission here. This first ball I'm giving you to juggle. Yeah? Okay, good. I'm going to go to what's in the news. Now, a group, so these small groups are something. They just be doing everything that they can to get their voices heard. So small is not the issue. Yeah, don't undermine small people, small groups of humans who have will, intention, and a purpose. So the news has uncovered Governor Dapo Abiodun's mugshot. Now, so that's the thing. It seems as though they're digging into his past to try to get in the way of his political ambition. Now, sometimes when you use the phrase, or when I use the phrase political ambition, I feel, hey, what if it's not necessarily an ambition? What if it's a shared desire to serve, an honest to God desire to fix the state, to serve the people, to allow himself be a tool for service? But here they are, digging out his past. So I think I'm going to read for you the first two paragraphs. Coalition of Ogun State Students and Youths wishes to inform the general public that it has received the mugshot of Prince Adedapo Oluseun Abiodun from the U.S. Criminal Justice Records. Also obtained from the Miami Police Department, certified true copies of his plethora of felony indictments in 1986 and 1987, both as Sean Michael David. All right. So they put his mugshot in the publication, and they go further to draw the attention of the APC. They want everyone to know that Let me just quote it verbatim. Also, overlift CTC documents, which one of our members, who is now an aspirant in the APC, shall present in court to authenticate the criminal past of Governor Abiodun and get him disqualified for seeking re-election. Now, there is a constitutional position on this. Now, remember, this goes as far back as 86, 87. Yeah? And I wanted to find out the government's position, or say the constitutional position on this. Hold on. I want you to take a moment to thoroughly understand this. A legal representation said that even though they were not conceding, but for the sake of conversation or argument, even if he was guilty of any crime in his past, he is not going to be ruled out based on what the Constitution stipulates. So first, there's been this conversation around his educational qualification. And this is not me, I'm not holding up court for him. But to be elected as governor of a state in Nigeria, one must fulfill the following requirements. Must be a citizen of Nigeria by birth. He must have attained the age of 35 years. He must be a member of a political party, and that political party must have sponsored him, and he must also be educated to at least a school certificate level or its equivalent. Now, so the issue with the educational part is, at least what the conversation has been around the educational part is, he said to he went to Ife. He didn't say he went to Ife. Actually, he said he went, but he didn't graduate, and that the matter is in court. And I wanted to post up the video. There was a conversation he had with Shane on Channels Television, and I wanted to post up that conversation. And it's kind of delicate, really, when your past begins to conflict with your future. And so the reason I'm referencing this is also because Nigerians must determine how their leaders must be. I played you a song before the show started. It's one of the theme songs from Mary Poppins, titled "The Cover Is Not the Book." It suggests that you must open the book to know the content. Otherwise, you couldn't quite judge a person by the way they look. By the way, Dakpo is a good-looking man. So imagine if you only had to just judge him by that. He should be governor eternal, right? Okay, but here is something out of his past. Also worth referencing would be... Hold on, let me retrieve that. Okay, so also, to be elected governor of a state in Nigeria, well, to be disqualified, a person is disqualified for elections to the office of governor of a state where any of the following occurs. So down here at number 5, and I quote, he has been convicted and sentenced for an offense involving dishonesty or has been found guilty of the contravention of the code of conduct within a period of less than 10 years before the date of election to the office of governor of the state. So here, a legal representation on behalf of the governor put up a defense saying, even if, you know, he had a criminal past, well, it's the law says, you know, it has to be within a period of less than 10 years. And this happened in 1986. So meaning that time has passed and chances are that he's become a better man. So here, that's exactly where this conversation is pegged at. How do you judge someone whose past has come to light? Now, the assumption is, you know, you might have a point if you say, oh, he's a better man. I mean, that was 86. How many years ago was that? 30-something? 36? Oh, 30? That 36 years? Wow. So he's gone through stages of psychological evolution, we believe. You see, that's the benefit of the doubt you extend to him. He's been through something. Anyone who has had a criminal past has been through something. Some genuinely changed. Some not so much. Some get into that position, or they wait an opportunity, they get there and they continue what they have always done, particularly if they can boycott the consequences. If there is any chance that the consequences will not apply, chances are they will get away with it. Look, I'm not even trying to nail a brother to anything. In the news, In the news. Last year, it was reported, and I'm very sure I did share with you, that one of his aides, yeah, you remember that gist? Yeah, one of his aides, hold on. The complexity of this is that now, this is not a legal court. This is a court of public opinion. And this is how this applies to you. You're to vote for any leader. And they have a past. And maybe, fortunately, their past comes to light. And then there's what's legal. Like, well, if it's less than 10 years, then he's disqualified. If it's more than 10 years, we cannot hold a man to his past because the assumption is he's better off. So legally, we think after 10 years, he should not be of the same strain of corruption, should not be corrupt at all, should have been redeemed, should have changed, he's older now, should be sensible, should at least what's expected of him is to become accountable. All right, in the news, May 18th, 2021, Abidemi Rufai, the senior special assistant on special duties to this same Ogun State governor, Dapo Abiodun, arrested in the U.S., over $350,000 employment fraud. So here's the thing. These are two different individuals. Immediately this made it to the news, he was suspended. Immediately this became public, you know, knowledge, he was suspended, and rightly so. But here also is worth considering. We cannot assume that Abiodun is responsible for the actions of Rufai, but is it possible that there is the potential for someone who's corrupt to thrive under the shadows of someone who has once been accused of corruption? So you get it. When this person's my actions are not your responsibility, and your actions are not my responsibility. But is it possible? Is it possible? Something like this. Is it possible? So that's one. The other thing is, you must be fair in your judgment. Because the moment these personal stories make it to social media, it would not be correct to ignore the fact that people are going to have something to say. So you know what? It's in the news. Let's talk about it. When a man's past comes to light, how is he judged? A week ago, Rufai did finally admit to be guilty of the charges against him. So I'm thinking, no, I wouldn't necessarily hold, you know, Dakwa Abiodun responsible. And even though some questions are still having their answers fill up the gaps, it's that should the public judge him in that manner? So now remember, constitutionally, he's fine. It would appear so. So here is what the loopholes. I saw one loophole. It was like he said he went to Ife. And then during his interview, he said, well, I didn't claim to have finished, even though I went. And then the questions that were asked, I wasn't satisfied with the response, honestly. And I'm going to play you that audio. I wasn't satisfied with the response. But he said, look, this is in court. So I'm thinking, let's assume for any reason, you're equally not satisfied with the response. What is expected of him constitutionally is to at least have secondary school qualification, and that he has. So that's not the contention. Is there other add-ons that are now, yeah, that's now the contention. And here, these groups have gone and decided to make something out of his past. So welcome to the show. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's not just that I want you to be fair, to assume that your sentiment must override reason, but that you should be able to judge a thing in a manner that whatever judgment you arrive at would also apply to you. Something like that. Yeah. So I've noticed that in our bid to arrive at good governance, we have to vote in men and women who qualify. And it's the qualification now that is the conversation. It's like, how does this person qualify? Why should this person qualify? Is this person a solid enough candidate morally, ethically? So it seems as though some of the conversation tilts towards money. And maybe you hear something like, what has he done? What has he done? The ethical part is, the ethical moral part is in the shadows. Is in the shadows. And they tell you that's exactly what politics is. It's a game. And somehow, once you get in there, you get soiled. I'm laboring in the introduction because I want you to understand it's not enough for you to just say, oh, if he has a criminal past, no, we don't want him. But you see, that can still be your conclusion, but you must arrive there through thorough processing of your thoughts. So you must allow your thinking go through the refining or go through refining. You must say, well, for example, you can say any leader who's had a criminal past should not be given the opportunity. For example, that's what they do in communist China. It's like, well, if you have a criminal past, we can no longer, you're a free citizen. We can forgive you. We can write off your debts. We can cancel your sins. But we can no longer put you in this position of authority. Because we want a model. Every time you put a leader, you're also putting a model. So that everybody who is following that leader is, in actual terms, following a model. You're leading by example. And social media, God, the curse of social media. Sometimes you might really just have been a changed person. You've given up your past. The Lord is your shepherd. Your sins are washed away. You're a good human being. A bunch of minions out of the woodworks. Yeah, by the way, yeah, you've been here. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Wow, Gary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Thank you, Joyce. It's okay. They say politics is dirty here. But me, I always see this double D in our politics. Dirty and deadly. The guy is almost through with the first term, right?
Yeah.
So those who screened him, they won. They didn't do all this investigation. Or somebody's, trying to say, oh boy... You didn't settle us well, I don't think you will go second term. Then they go and dig out all these things. Because a lot of them are in this stormy water. Who is clean among them? I just pray when the time will come, we get people like a clean sheet people to run the affairs of this country. Not all these ones going front and back. This is like Connie Man die while you man bury him. We're waiting for you. Okay, look at this, one of his aides. That the guy agreed that he committed such crime, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think he's no more in the office.
No. He's in the
if
U.S.
If it's for the people overseas, with this governor, this allegation that is out now, the guy will resign. But here, we don't do that here. So please, I want to beg INEC or whoever invests, using the DSS or what they call them, do thorough screening before these guys. How can a man spend almost 4 years, second term, then you are bringing out all these issues? Most of them are in the same camp, Joyce. Welcome back once more, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, we're trying to figure out what you think or how you think a man should be judged when his past comes to light. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Can you hear us? Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Hello? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Him without sin cast the first stone. All right. But what should your leaders be? What should be the characteristics of a leader? Now, the responsibility that places on you is now obvious. It's like you must choose the leader that you want. So here you are. Now you must choose. Would you choose a man without fault, or at least without some certain kinds of faults? Or would you choose a leader who's had faults but whom you think is competent? And then in Nigeria, competence and Nigeria in the same sentence. Okay. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Gloria.
It's good to have you here.
I feel that a man shouldn't be judged based on his past.
Yeah.
If you feel that, okay, he's competent enough and maybe he's not going to repeat the thing he did before,
mm-hmm.
I feel that you can give him a chance.
Give him a chance. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. Hi. The sunny side. Welcome. What's your name? Hello. I'm not sure what's wrong with the line. Hi, good afternoon to you. Hello. Well, if I cannot hear you, if you can hear me, you'll have to call back. The sunny side, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, this is Joy.
Welcome, lady.
You see, our constitution has a lot of lacunas to it. What would you say somebody who has committed something 10 years ago should not be, you know, brought to book? Why should we have such kind of, you know, clause in our constitution? Does it mean that if somebody has committed murder or whatever in the time past and he finds a way to hide himself for people not to see it, and later on...
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Just hold on.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Joyce, I need my airtime on.
I sincerely do apologize. Look, you're a darling. Thank you.
Anyways, we're all doing it just for Nigeria to be in a better place.
God bless you.
Joyce, somebody will do something somewhere in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You run away to another country and you stay for years and you still kill. This is like 10 years now.
Yeah.
I think I'll be forgiven. Does that make the person a saint now? Does it mean the person wouldn't commit a such crime? If
good.
The person has not been tried, if the person is not actually remorseful.
You know, the truth is, a person could be tried and still go back and do it. And again, there's something called statutory limit.
Well, I have an issue with that statutory limit.
Oh.
Yes, because you can do something and hide, as I was saying before, and nobody will catch you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe later, some people will start, that's why we have some investigative journalists, they start to dig up the past, they start to open up books. Was this right being investigated? Why was this person not convicted? And they now start to see the gray areas. And this person will be brought to book. So this person who has committed fraudulent a crime before, what made you think this person is actually not corrupt? What made you think he's actually not training people? He's not breeding other people? That he's able to have somebody under his cabinet who is also having a fraudulent issue as well? It's because he himself has such issue. Are you saying that that person, he has not, you know, discussed such issues with him before? He said, during my time, those days when I used to be,
so that,
you might not finish that word.
That's the gap between something being legal and something being just. So here you're talking. You sound like, well, you're looking more like for justice. You want penance for a crime. But you see, legality is different. I mean, for example, there's something legally called statutory limits. Where people, within that window, if you don't initiate...
Some countries don't allow it.
Yeah, but we allow
it. That actually breeds more corruption.
Ah.
Yes.
So that would mean, for example, if you had a leader, or if someone was an aspirant and they had a corrupt past, you wouldn't be voting for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Because what standard are you setting?
Oh.
People are actually looking up to you.
Okay.
So what are you going to use to as a defense? Or you committed that fraud. Some of all these leaders that you see have money. They must have. Some of them have done one or two shady things, and you know, to get this money. But
fantastic.
People have not actually dig up or, you know, start to investigate to know what actually. How did you do that?
Yeah.
Even in US, when you have tax issues, you know, and they come and they dig up and they see you actually committed and you didn't pay tax at a point in time in your life, you know, they actually hold you for that.
Uncle Sam don't mess around with his money. That's the problem.
So
but there are other crimes where you get a statutory limit, and I get it. So maybe now that's why this is a conversation, because there's what legality requires, and if you meet the legal requirement, you're okay. But it's now that some people will still want to hold you to that past. So that's what I'm asking. Lagos, how would you?
I will still hold you to that past, though. Oh. I will still keep talking to you about that past because you did not come
don't,
up.
Don't you have a statutory limit where you hold someone to a past? So personally, now I'm looking at you as an institution. Don't you have a statutory limit that you would give to me if I had a past? Or would you always say, Joyce, yeah, now you're 40. Well, you said that thing you did at 20. Nah.
Joyce.
You're guilty.
For me, if we want a world has a better place, then we shouldn't, you know, allow people to just do things and just get away with it.
All
if
right.
you had come out on your own to say, yes, I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Nobody dug this out. You came out on your own, meaning you are actually remorseful and you feel bad for it.
All right.
And yes, and within 10 years or 20 years it happened and you came out and said, I actually did this some time ago and I'm so sorry for it. I think I wasn't aware. I don't know. You know, just come out and say yes. But not somebody digging that out from your past. That's why I have an issue.
Thank you very much for boiling.
Yeah.
Wow, this world is not our home. Well, so I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Do you judge? How do you judge a man whose past has come to light? Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? The volume of your the volume of your radio set. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
This is calling from Michelle.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, the line isn't so good. Hi, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, so there's no guy man in the world nature that won't change. Nobody.
Sorry, I lost you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. I sincerely do apologize to the callers whose calls, for some reason, it's not getting through. I don't know why I cannot hear you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jake.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jake?
Fine, thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, your line isn't so good. I do apologize. The Sunny Side, good afternoon. Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Joyce.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
So it does quite appear that I can hear you, but you can't hear me. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. I do apologize. It does quite appear that some of you cannot hear me, and I don't know why. Make it back. The sun is out. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Remember to always turn off the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Joyce,
what's your name?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You know why I would not vote for somebody that has a past in this country?
Okay.
We don't know how to follow them up. That is the reason why. Anybody can just come and take whatever they want to take and go. That is why I will not vote.
Oh.
And you mentioned when Jesus said, those who have no sin, they should throw the first stone.
Mm.
You know why Jesus did that thing? For my own no.
Mm.
Because that woman cannot sleep with herself. There is second person that joined her, but they decide to bring her for Jesus to condemn. And Jesus is preaching about love. So in this situation, we don't know how to follow them, what they do in this country, to hold them accountable. So I cannot vote for those kind of people. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a solid perspective. Okay. Yeah, and it's necessary that she underscored she highlighted the fact that a lack of following up, saying that whatever could have been the spirit behind the wrong, if it's unchecked, then there is a higher propensity for it to continue. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, WhatsApp,
here, this message says, "Hello, Joyce. Nigerians and sentiments have put us where we are today.
Okay.
What's the meaning of 'he who has no sin should cast the first stone'? Most Nigerians lack the sense that everything we do has consequences. In sin climes, once you have a bad past, you will not be allowed to occupy any public space. Let's be guided." This one's from Henry from Sagamu. He says the governor should resign. It will serve as a deterrent to others who think they can commit grievous crime and contest for elective position after 10 years.
Now, so remember that this governor is only a reference point to the conversation we're having, because to be honest, if we're going to be searching for people with politically corrupt practices, he might be like on the second page. He might be like on page two. All right. So I don't know that you can ask him to resign, and I'm not making a case for him. There is what is legally required, and if you meet the legal requirement, the assumption is you're fine. So it would seem as though that there is another aspect to the conversation that requires looking at. So that's what I'm trying to find out from Lagos people. It's like you've heard men say, if a woman has slept around, let's use prostitution. So like a woman has been a prostitute in her youth years, and you hear some men say, God forbid, I can never marry her. And then you meet some men who have no qualms with it. It's like, well, that was your past. You know, have you stopped? Yeah, let's marry. You see that, huh? But you have some men who like, yo. You know, isn't that what they... You know, they'll ask you, like, how far are we there? Are we still there? Are we... No, I'm moving on. Let's move on. We're marrying. And, you know, a guy maybe... A man to do prostitution. It's just that you guys don't hold them accountable. Conversation for another day. By the way, so you'd say a man has had a fraudulent past, and you know, well, this guy has been a fraud. And he says, look, I gave that up a long time ago. Like, I'm done with wrongs. And some of you say, That's why I love you, married pastors. Think about it. All of you who marry, well, think about it. There's this notion of, yeah, he's a good, well, maybe not good is the word, but there is more. There's more rap. There's more fame around people marrying pastors than people marrying fraudsters. It's just now, I think it was the last 2 years, marrying fraudsters became a thing because there's no money. So you hear that the woman knows that the guy is a fraudster, but... We thank God for his grace. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. How do you judge a person when their past comes to light? Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
He's here for my papa.
Good to have you here. Thank you.
Joyce, for when you talk about the past, if you have an ambition in your future to be a politician, your name is supposed to be your first business. Abby?
I think that's for everybody, not just politicians. People, that's for every human.
That's why I say I realize most people do not have ambition to be a politician or to serve. Their ambition is to go there and embrace money. So when they get there, any of their past is less to them, because if you have a integrity to keep and you look at your past, you will not have the audacity to come outside and say, vote for me.
I lost you just when you landed on your point. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. So do me a favor, the volume of your radio set. Doesn't quite appear that you're settled. Please call back. The Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, ma. This is Chinoy.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say something concerning service politicians that will just come. People that have had bad records will just come and say they want to be politicians. They want to come back and come and rule them after they have sold a lot of bunch of money. Okay, now. This one that they are coming back, and what are they coming back to? Is this coming back to, for repentance or this one? Because you made a comment and you said that who want to cast the first stone. Abby?
No, you can't. Like, you don't hold me to that. I said that some people will say that is me articulating the thought in the mind of people.
Yes, if they want to gas the person, I will go and carry rock and stone instead. Because that would be cool. That would be hard to gas.
But do you know that the only reason you think you would carry a rock is also because you have not had opportunity to steal? Because think about it, maybe if we gave you an opportunity to steal, you wouldn't be any different.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I like the way your tone changed.
Somebody, all right. Somebody, hello, Jess.
I'm with you.
Jess, maybe. Jess, somebody will come and go and steal the 100 billion.
Yeah.
And use the money to go and buy the social form and tell us that it's somebody that loves you so much that already starts for me. Is that not crime?
Well, so according to the EFCC, they say that INEC will have to draw their attention to it. So until that happens,
That is number one. Number two, our former president, sorry that I want to say, our former president went to jail before and spent a lot of years here. He came out and become president. Some things need to crash out in this country.
Oh, I forgot that one. Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
And after he came back, we, the fellow Nigerians, we voted for him.
Yeah, statutory limit. And yeah, maybe...
I'm short of words. I'm everything...
But yeah, a person... Don't you think a person outgrow... Well, a person gives up their past. Don't you think so?
Okay, Jesse. After he came back, when he had gone to jail and become our president, what has he done? How did it change? What things has it done to say, okay, I've changed. I've given my life to Jesus. I've given my life to Christ. I've given my life to Jehovah. Okay, what is it saying? Has it done?
We don't have all the facts, but, you know, he wasn't such a bad guy in the office. He wasn't such a... He's not the worst you've had. Yeah, but that's the truth, though. He's not the worst you've had.
Just give me the sort of what you can say.
Well, thank you very much for calling. It's difficult for me to hand you a stone because I must check myself. Hello, Nigeria. This is the volume of your radio, sir. Hello.
Hello, my name is Joy. My name is Henry Joy.
Welcome, Henry. It's good to have your Nigeria info. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. So, based on all these things people are saying, I just want to say something clear about it.
Okay.
You don't have to judge someone because of the past. Even if the past is very deep, once the person comes out to do an important stuff like this, you're supposed to understand that the person has let go of the past.
Wait. No. Hold on. Let me see if I understand your last statement. You're saying that we're supposed to understand. So you're placing the burden of understanding on us as against the burden of proof on the person.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Mm.
When someone comes out for a big election like that, it means the person abandoned some stuff just to make sure it gets to that point. Even though they are putting eyes in this small fish something, they don't know about the big fish that is happening. If they start to review all those other ones, they see that this one set is even perfect more than others.
Okay, so now let me ask you, are you saying that if we have any past leader who's had his name and corruption in the same sentence, we should forgive them if they ever run for office?
That is the simple truth.
Okay.
Because even those people that are condemning the person now, if you give them the chance, they will still do the same thing more than... Everybody in Nigeria have a criminal mind.
And that's fair. So now let's determine... So if your logic is anything to go by, what then is the future of the country? Because our actions today determine tomorrow. So if we are satisfied... So let's say I'm a corrupt person and you know I was corrupt 20 years ago, but then I'm back here today and your assumption is, she probably has changed. Yeah. What does that say of your future if you put me in power?
What it says is that when you are a corrupt person and then you change to handle some stuff, like handle a corrupt nation.
Are you assuming that I have changed, or you know that I have changed?
Even if you are not changed, but when you came up to that power to handle it, that means all those corrupted parts of your day, it will be the very important part you put eye on. You understand? They say, give the dog a bone, leave the dog alone. It's only dogs that knows how to bite a bone and eat the bone.
Wow.
So this okay. man now, this okay. man we are talking, is a fraudster, and then when he enters, you will see you frustrate the fraudsters and then make everything very simple and normal.
Okay, so no, he's not a fraudster. He had a past where he was accused of fraud.
Yes, uh-huh. that was
right. All right, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Well, so I like his leniency, except that there's... let's see, does anybody agree with the last caller? That's a very lenient position. It's like, I like the assumption that he thinks, well, I've changed. It's just like an implicit virtue bestowed on me. It's like, yeah, I know that was your yesterday, but I'm sure that today you're good. Like, oh, wow. Because even God expects me to show up and show out. But you don't have expectations of me.
Are you going to fight the position, the bad things you've been doing? The bad
no, even God says that there are consequences for the action. So, like, he's holding me accountable, but my last caller is not holding me accountable.
What he's saying is that he's going to, if they give him the position right now, the bad things he did before, he's going to fight against it.
Oh. Yes, yeah, but that also insinuates that... I am, like, if I was corrupt 40 years ago, yeah? And I come back today, like, look, that was 40 years ago, friends. I'm ready to take these boys down. I know the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't know that I know the game enough to want to stop them. I mean, if they can make me richer than I was 40 years ago. Okay, 0700 then. 993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. So you see how our reality is so entangled that we must labor to separate fact from fiction and arrive at the quality of leader that we want. It's your job, honeys. Welcome to the show. Hello, how are you?
Hello, good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, welcome, afternoon. Nigeria Info.
I'm not bad. I'm from Douglas, calling from Lagos.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Now, there is one thing of which we hardly understand.
Okay.
There are some issues of life of which, if we don't take it.
Hello, have I lost you?
What do we call someone who kid? We call them a murderer, right?
Okay.
And someone who defraud, we call them a fraudster.
Okay.
A pig, we always do a pig. A pig, can, it can never find one to be neat. And we're talking about the issue of leader.
I lost you. Okay, I think the last caller is trying to, he didn't quite complete his thought, but it seems as though he's trying to say, well, if we've had corrupt leaders, then we shouldn't allow them back into office. All right. The sunny side, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
I disagree with the other caller.
It's okay.
Not this last one.
It's all right. What's your name?
Now, all Nigerians don't have the mind of stealing. Please, if you are one, accept. Thank you.
There's some fact to that. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. So, what's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Madina,
to you.
Calling from VR.
Thank you very much, Madina.
Yeah. I believe anybody that supports that, anybody that has a past, they should ignore whatever they have done. We need to go and check the book of that person. In Nigeria today, a lot of things is not right.
Uh-huh.
It's not right. And when we believe we need a better change, we need to think of the repercussion of what decision that we are making.
Exactly.
If we still want to allow people that have the past to go, definitely there won't be any changes, a better changes. But we have to close our eyes and say, okay, fine, this thing, we don't want it. And that is how other countries, all those foreign countries, that's how you see them, that they are doing well.
Okay.
Because whenever you have any past, there are some things that you won't be able to do or you won't be able to assess in the country. So let people leave the issue of supporting what is wrong. That is my own take.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I think I understand your import when you say supporting what's wrong. It's not necessarily supporting what's wrong as much as it is making a decision about what once was. So that's why I gave the relatable example of, say, a man has been a fraudster in his past, and then you realize that you've been dating him, and then one day he's like, look, I have to tell you something so that you don't hear from anybody else. Once upon a time, I was that guy. What guy? You know, that one who took what wasn't mine? A thief? Well, if you put it like that, yeah. You know, I was really stupid. I was an idiot. I shouldn't have done it. I regret it. I'm ashamed. But I want you to know it so that... And it's okay if you judge me. I mean, you would be right. But I don't want to hide it from you. And at that point, you must choose. You must say, oh, I bind you. You know, or you say, oh, no, who am I to judge? And we all seen it, you know, like, who am I to judge? I mean, you say that, or you just sprinkle holy water, you run out of there, you're like, hell no. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info, hello.
Hello, Joycey.
Good afternoon to you. Good to have you here.
I'm Gobilon from Sango speaking.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
Yeah.
From Sangota.
Sure.
In the what you are discussing, in my own opinion, I believe that a criminal is a criminal. Once proven, maybe by court of law,
yeah,
the criminal. And this country, Nigeria, now, we...
I lost you.
I'll call back.
Okay, I think he ran out of air time. Look, thank you very much. Your Nigeria Info, this is the sunny side. How are you? Hello, good afternoon to you. Make it back. The sun is out. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Charlie.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I'm calling from right now.
You're calling from where, please?
K2.
Thank you. Sure. Go ahead. What's your name? I didn't get that.
My name is Shile.
Thank you, Shile. Please go ahead.
Yes. I just want to ask a question.
Sure.
Is it possible for a leopard to change his skin? Probably change his skin and turn to maybe cat or lion. You see, it's not possible. You still remain who you are. You know, particularly somebody that has been convicted by a court of law, you know, to be adjudged to be a four-star. You know, you now turn up tomorrow and say that, I've opened a new leaf, I'm now born again, and everything should pass.
Yeah.
No, if God decided in his wisdom that he wanted to pass, you know, I don't think I have the prerogative if I wanted to pass or not.
Okay, hold on now. Just hold on a second. There was something that you said. I think it's a loophole. I want to present it to you. Let me see what you do with that, all right? Now, all you right. said, particularly if a court, you know, a court finds a person guilty. But yes. they're corrupt people who a court have not found guilty. So what, do you exempt them?
Now, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we are still talking about the same thing. But when the thing is in public view, it gives us it puts it in the public knowledge for everybody to decide whether we want to do it or not. But at the end of the day, they will tell you that, you know, there are many of them that we know what they do, but they will tell us that has this man been convicted by a competent court for you to say that is it? Now, this one that we know that we have seen, I think it's best for us to do away with this kind of people. And, you know, and it speaks to the kind of company they will keep. So I'm not surprised if the man decides to invite his friends and his fraudster people in government and etc. So that is why they know themselves, they have the network, so they can always... So if a man that has done that, I don't think he will have any problems by following all the treasury of the state, because it has been the man's stock in trade. So for me, it's a no.
So basically you're saying that you would not vote for any political aspirant?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Even if the man comes tomorrow and says the pastor is... I will never. And I will not even advise anybody.
Okay, hold on a second. Don't you have... And I'm not trying to corner you. I'm just trying to see what's on your mind. Because if you say you would never, isn't there any possibility that a person who had a past has changed from what their past used to be?
Now, if you want to talk about change, you need to look about the nomenclature of the change. And the change we are talking about, is there any proximity that you have the opportunity to commit the same? You see, in this kind of government in Nigeria, where nobody is accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
In fact, even if you want to do the institution and the process and procedure, and even made it possible to even do and go away with it. So somebody that can do that kind of thing without any conscience or not minding what could happen.
Mm.
Now let's now put it in this context and in this, you know, environment. When he knew and is aware that he can do it and go scot-free, I don't think he will have any problem even thinking twice. Because what I've seen so far, even from, you know, unfortunately I've not been in America before, but I've, you know, seen a lot of movies and I've read a lot of, you know, yeah, a lot of documentary here and there. You know, the possibility of the proximity of being caught after committing a crime is very high. It is in fact higher than Nigeria. So you will now decide whether am I ready to face the consequences of my action. If you are ready, yes, you will go and do the time. But in Nigeria, you know, you can go away with it. But
okay.
Particularly in this instance, that the man is a governor of a state. How many governors are we seeing sentenced?
So
even the one that they sentenced, they let them go.
So pardon me, I'm referencing him because, you know, his gist is in the news. But we have to be fair. He's not the only person who has his name and, you know, a past or corruption in the same sentence. So let's just not nail one person. Do you get it?
No, I'm not nailing. It's not as if I'm passionate about it because it's my state.
Yeah.
And I crave for development every day.
Yeah.
You know, in that place, for a better life for everybody.
All right.
You know, but then we can't continue to say that, oh, he's not the only one, let him go. He's not the only one, let him go. No, anyone will see. Let's make them an example for others to follow.
All right.
So that others that have the same will not even bother. Because they know that people will find you out. The moment they know that you are hard, they will find out and say that, no, we can't touch you. You are untouchable.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Look, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, the conversation continues. My name's Joyce. You're on the Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce, and we're 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm live streaming on Instagram. Yep, catch it. Join in. I, Joyce Unyemoha, on Instagram, my friends. So my assistant off air was trying to explain something to me, and I thought I was in disagreement until I really just paid it an extra attention. So she's saying that Nigerians, and maybe we're going to assume that that would be a handful of Nigerians, do not have a problem with, you know, politician eating. Their problem, that's the problem of Nigerians, that will be a handful of Nigerians, is that the politician is eating and then also eating their own. So according to her, honey, bring it back. So she's saying that what Nigerians are hoping for is, well, look, don't eat alone. Let it go round. Do you know that's even worse? Because it's like saying we're all corrupt as long as the corruption is going around. I mean, that's the only way I see it. Okay, so
It happens everywhere. We should not deny it, even at our workplace. If you're making that money, let everybody feel it and eat too.
Yeah, if you're making the money legally.
Legally, share it, let everybody eat it.
But that's not corruption. But from your implication, Nigerians, I'm always confronted with the way some Nigerians think. Well, forgive me. So so what you're saying is Nigerians don't have a problem if if a leader is stealing money. The only issue is the leader has stolen. Even when it came to palliative. You know, it's like, you know, so that's the so you're saying that's what Nigerians have a problem with.
Don't be too greedy about it.
Then we're all corrupt. Because if what we're saying is, because I thought, so this is the other end of the argument. The other end is, I'm going to hold you accountable. You're going to be worthy of this position by conduct, by action. You're going to submit yourself to the ethics of this, you know, job. You would not be found corrupt. You would not circumvent, you know, and then we watch you 1 year, 2 years, and we think you worthy first 4 years, and then we give you another 4 years. That. So that we need not even have the conversation about let it go around, because automatically it would go around, because you in office, you're getting your cut, you would even get the appreciation gifts, you get all those other things, you get the small perks that come with it. But you see, the hospitals are funded, education is funded, because the resource is going as is stipulated. I thought ASUU was trying to call off the strike, then I heard that they're trying to get back on strike. It's like, so and I'm not, I'm just linking things here. So Nigerians, is that really true? Because, honey, if that's true, then I should just play music. Maybe what we need to do is just the one corrupt guy is in front. We'll wait for him. When he goes back, another person goes. Because that's what it looks like at this point. Oh, and I think I've noticed that once they go front, to go back is hard. Nobody leaves. Nobody. We're the future of tomorrow. We're almost having nightmares now because it's like the past keep repeating itself. It's like, well, we said the future of tomorrow. It's like you can hardly see your tomorrow because you're still in the past. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. How do you judge a man whose past has come to light? So you want to think about that. And the implication of thinking about that is, as a nation, we're approaching election year and you must choose. So how do you choose? This requires some thinking. On the Sunny Side, welcome to Radio 0700-993-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Hello. Make it back. The sun is out. My name is Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Welcome. What's your name?
Hey, I said Sandra. Joyce. Sorry. Joyce.
What's an
Joyce,
error?
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
See, I'm telling you, I can't vote for anybody that I've stolen before, even though you now become the Reverend Father of the biggest church in Lagos or in Nigeria. I can't vote for you. Because the terrain, the structure of our government in this country will allow you to even thief more when you get there. You understand?
Okay.
The structure, the system is already is an avenue for people to steal and go scot-free. Even the constitution, our judiciary, how will somebody steal billions? And they will be saying the defendants should go for plea bargaining. So, Joyce, what is plea bargaining? They will tell the person to go for plea bargaining. At the end of the day, the person will pay the fine of 1 million out of 2.30 billion.
Stop calling me.
Is that not corruption? Is that not a past structure that will enable even a pastor, even a GO will steal in that kind of structure? So that's the problem. It's not even the individual. It's the system.
Okay.
The system will even allow the person that has been stealing before that decided to be a pastor and...
All right, thank you. Fantastic submission. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. I lost you. If you make it back, well, that would be good. You're in the sun. Hi, good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me? Make it back. Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Atike from First Start.
Thank you.
Let me take it from example, scriptural angle. What did your Bible say about the servant who was owing his master? And he showed him kindness, but when he came to his turn, did he change? No. Then secondly, what does the Bible say? Yeah.
Okay.
Of a demon that is chased out, that when he goes out, it brings back demons worse than it. So the point I'm waiting, for example, Joyce.
Yeah.
If I rule your country and I'm corrupt, and you chase me out, and let's say it's a game of poker, I leave with four of the count, I'm coming back for a real flush. The only way...
Really?
The only way I can think of forgiveness is, you come like Zacchaeus. Okay, if I stole 2 million from you, I'll give you 4 million. Anything else, we're deceiving ourselves. That's it.
Look, I love your submission, man. Worth considering. Thank you very, very much for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Nigerians, you have work to do. Because we're approaching our testing ground, the testing of our faith, the testing of our collective understanding of Nigeria presently and the Nigeria we want to see tomorrow. The Sunny Side. Lost you, make it back. Welcome 01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. I'm not even sure why I'm losing some of you today, but then keep it coming. Someone is asking me to stop going on breaks. Do you understand that I have to be paid salary? All right, thank you. I have to go off on breaks, but short breaks, I promise you. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info.
My name is Gani. I'm calling from Ipaja.
Welcome.
I like your program.
Thank you.
This is the first time calling.
Welcome.
what I want to just say is, please just find a time and talk about this network problem. Nigeria, all of them, all the network.
What did they do to you?
Look, just call like this. We just call like this. You will not hear what that person is saying. And immediately they will remove your money.
Oh.
You will not hear. Every time. All of them. I'm using about 3 lines. All of them. Not even a single one. I can see from that.
Maybe it's your location. Maybe the reception is not so good.
No, not only location. Oh. I'm at Ibadan right now. Now, let me go to my city where I'm working now. Same thing. Go to everywhere. And it's not only me.
Okay.
I can see most of your callers if they call. Boom.
That's possible.
It's like that.
Okay.
Everywhere. Not only that, please.
Wow.
About what time? And just find time and
talk have
about
a conversation
this.
Around it.
I will.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Thank you. I love the conversation this afternoon.
Oh, well.
I read of a story sometime. My name is Ayarinde, actually.
Thank you for calling.
I'm listening on the internet, and I just wanted to say that I should make a contribution.
Please.
I heard of a story of a robber who, you know, robbed a particular home and killed a man, leaving the wife and the children. And several years later, the guy wants to marry a lady, and the lady happens to be the daughter of the man whom he killed.
No, what's fate is crazy. Wow.
You know, when you look at judging a man when his past comes to light,
yeah,
there are so many ways to look at it. In that example, I must be sincere with you, the fate lies in the hand of the lady to either go ahead and marry or not to marry.
Uh-huh. That's
really.
That's where Nigerians are today.
Exactly. That's where we are.
That's where we are.
So, and you would actually have so many indices looking at the guy, concluding whether he's actually a changed man or not. And I think that's where I want to leave it.
You can't leave it there, Nana. Give us a topic. You said you want to leave the topic. You called. Give me a...
Okay. My take is this. If I were the lady, I would probably be looking at... What are the indices of his change? Probably over the time, he had gone through a reformatory environment, the church, or a correctional, a rehabilitation center. And then that would form indices and look at some of the things that happened in between the time the incident was committed and now that he is already coming to propose. I'm speaking for the lady now. So that's just an example for me.
Okay, so that means you're considering that our leaders, even though they might have some raggedy past, are worthy of consideration.
If you look at all those things that have happened over time, you may come to the conclusion this person is actually changing.
You have cornered yourself. So when you look at Nigeria, you know, over time, what have you seen? What's your conclusion?
Well, I could look at it from the angle that some people have changed. If you look at some of the indigenous persons that you're talking about, we are considering, some people have changed, but some people may not have actually changed. That truth be said.
I'm going to drop my email. Send me the names of the people who have changed. I'm just trying to help the game here. Because I'm not looking well enough. That's the point.
Really?
Believe me. So send me the names of the people who've changed. I think that's a good place to leave it now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Which Nigeria is he in? Because I think he's in front, because we are the back, though. Like to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. So you see... So this is the responsibility of Nigerians. It's not just, it's one thing to get your PVC, it's one thing for you to vote. It's one thing for you to vote for the guy who's willing to give you money. It's something else for you to vote for the guy who paved the, you know, the streets to your house. I mean, it's just, then you have to look at this because any decision you make today will affect your tomorrow. So how do you judge a man whose past has come to light? And specifically, our spotlight is on Nigerian politics and our politicians. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello. The sunny side.
Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
Good afternoon, the side of heaven. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Okay, Joyce, I want to piggyback on what's your NDC's guy, the guy that was talking about NDC.
Exactly.
Okay. There is no chance in hell somebody will, let's say I'm a woman, somebody maybe down the road, I discovered that he killed my dad, and then he's trying to marry me. That end would end. That whatever love I had for him would end.
Yeah.
Instantly.
So that's because of the gravity of the sin, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the gravity of the sin. Yeah. But corruption, how terrible is that?
Guys, you see, in Nigeria, we make excuses for everything.
True.
Me, personally, I'm just going to be 50 in a few years, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
The things I did in my early 20s, guys, I regret them. Some of them, I went back to the people I, you know, that were at the receiving end of my atrocities. I beg for their forgiveness.
Yeah.
Now, there is no way I will come back and say, I want to rule Nigeria, and then not expect to be questioned, not expect to be challenged about my past.
Mm. Yeah, that's the point.
This Ogun State governor, Nigerians are right to question his past. Even though it was like maybe 35 years ago, we still have the right to question his past because he is in a position of authority, governor over multitudes of people. So we can question and then determine whether this is what we want or not.
So do me a favor, and I'm not trying to, you know, deflect. Yes. I'm saying that, to be honest, he is not the only individual, only politician who in our recent past has been accused or linked with the phrase corruption. So he's only a reference point, and I wanted us to approach this more holistically. So we're looking at politicians and politicians who've had their names and corruption in the same sentence. Do you think that they're worthy of consideration? You determine whether they get second chance or not. But should we really be looking at them and saying, yeah, he's changed? Or do we say, Mane, if you stole 50 billion that year, I can't trust you with 2 naira today?
Yes, Josh, like I said, I mean, if this was like a family issue or somewhere in a small group, that's fine. But this one, you are sitting on top of millions of people.
So what would your conclusion be?
It's very hard.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, it's so difficult. I want Nigerians to know that they have some work to do. So what would it be? Would you say politicians with corrupt past, no second chances, or politicians who've had it deserve to be forgiven and given a second try?
Well, I think they can be placed on probation, guys, or some type of maybe probation to see.
Sorry, I said we're Nigeria. Probation, sorry, Nigeria. 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 Operation.
Yes, you put me in a spot. I don't know what to say.
It's good. So think about it. And that's the thing. It's like, we have, because we're going to vote, and you must vote because you have clarity of judgment. And even if the person whom you're voting for has had a past, you want to be able to also know that you are accountable for your own decision to vote them into office. So that when you vote someone today, you're going to determine whether you're going to spend 4 years complaining.
Okay, Jeff, let me ask you a personal question now.
Yeah.
I know you have a soft spot for that Obiodun.
Wait. You think I have a soft spot for Dapo Abiodun?
I guess you are a very smart babe, okay? We know all of that. So you have a very soft spot for this guy. If it was a Shemole, you wouldn't be saying this.
You just dragged me out. I'm being fair. No, to be honest, I'm just being fair. I don't know that I have a soft spot for him. But the honesty is that he's not the only guy, and that's the truth. So, how would it be if I just brought one guy on radio and we lacerate him with judgment? Meanwhile, we've heard of people who have stolen money we can't count.
Yeah, okay, Judge, if you want to go by that, then people like Akpabio, Ganduje, or Pantami should not be in any position of authority in Nigeria.
You are the Nigerian. You must decide that. Exactly. So you're going to have to choose. You're going to say, well, this person has one past, but we're going to forgive him. Or you're going to say, nah, I can't forgive him. Give me a new guy. Do you get it?
So you, I mean, when I get to that point, I'm going to have to decide on the lesser evil. You know, if I have to present it between two options,
uh-huh,
I would choose, you know, the lesser evil, actually.
Fantastic. Good. You're working. You are the Nigerian. You're working. You're using your head. Fantastic. Thank you.
Guys, we love you. We love you so much, and we miss you when you were out.
Look, I missed you too. I'm so glad to be back. I missed you terribly. I'm glad to be back.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. So for Nigerians who think it's a trivial thing, well, think again. I want you to know it's deeper than just getting your PVC. You must know who you're voting for. You must know why you're voting. Because you vote one day, then you complain 4 years. You must determine whether that's the life you want. Because I think Nigerians have been complaining since I was born. It's just worse now. Then at least you could buy butter. You could actually have butter and bread, and it wasn't luxury. Now, 200 grams of butter is 2,500. You would say it's not a lot until you add every other thing else. And I don't like margarine. I don't eat margarine. I have to eat butter. I use olive oil. Is there anything you know that has not increased? Mangoes. Malam Stewart telling us that mangoes are, like, it's like, why is mango expensive? It's like, you know, they're this country. Like, what do you mean by that? The sunny side. 0700-993-993-993-993-01465-7190. Nigeria, you have work to do. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio is that?
No, it's off.
Sure. Hey, good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. First of all, I've listened to everybody. I'm going to try hard not to try to repeat what everybody has said.
Good, thank you.
But I think we need a better database.
Okay.
Because, and I say that because that's going to be a mirror moment for quite a lot of people.
Okay.
Now, that will put it right in our faces. Some of the malfeasance and some of the things that we're indulging in.
Yeah.
Which can accumulate to how much we're gnawing GNAW or gnawing off the fabric of actually of a country.
Yeah.
You know, because when we look at the little things, I think the little things are the things that show a light to the bigger things.
Absolutely.
When as community, as neighborhood watches, as associations, we don't tolerate some of these things, then it will be difficult to throw up individuals who have past that we feel that look unquestionable. Look, I'm for remediation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very big on that.
Okay.
You know, people, you do stupid things when you're 10, you do when you're 15, there's certain things you indulge in at 20. But the idea of growth is you are meant to be evolving positively.
Absolutely.
But to be able to, hello?
I'm with you, please go ahead.
Now, to be able to decipher that, you need data. You get what I'm saying? You
Absolutely.
See how important data is?
Yeah.
So data, they're like stop gaps to show us at every point in time. So when an individual comes and says, hey, look, here I am. In my birthday suit, you can check everything I've been. Yes, I've done stupid things in the past, but I'm a better person right now. Now, the data will show us your trajectory. In the absence of that, we're all just moving around in circles. These are people who have run red lights countless of times. Individuals who've run foul of agreements. I mean, you can go on and on. I remember when you had the program where you did some things like that. You'll be shocked the kind of things that people are indulging in.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let us, whilst we listen to this, because what I try to do with your program is I try to internalize and actually think. And I like it because it makes me it does make me think.
Oh, okay.
When you can look at it and personalize some of these things and think, look, as an individual, if you choose to throw your hat in the ring today, what are the things that they can dig up and they are going to be jarring moments for you as an individual?
Okay. Now, so do me a favor. Help us narrow down your perspective. Do you think that a person who's had a past, and I think I love the fact that you permit errors, but do you have any line? Because think about it. So someone, you hear 20 billion gone, you hear snakes swallowed 35 billion, you hear there's a property.
Now, let me explain what I mean. Now, for every 20 billion, I'm sure you understand that it's not an individual that walked into the closet and did a walkies with 20 billion.
Absolutely.
We're nibblers.
True.
There are clusters of enablers all over the place, from the banks to the ministries, to the families, to the associations, to the old boys associations, so all kinds of committee of friends. These are all enablers.
Yeah.
And all of these guys who are going to carry a poster up and see that they're as clean as a whistle.
All right.
What are we talking about? So this is my point. This is my point.
Okay, pardon me. I would hate to cut you off once you try to hit the point, but I have to be off on a break.
Okay, got you.
So,
all right, bye-bye.
Okay, well, call back. I need to hear your point, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Bye. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Let's talk. You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. It's four more minutes before we touch down 2 p.m. And pardon me, I think it's necessary that I give it language, something that I think I said and I said passively, which is the point that my assistant raised when she said that Nigerians, well, the only problem Nigerians have is that the politicians seem to be eaten alone, that they probably would exempt them or probably not necessarily judge them so harshly if it was going round. Now, in the absence, or we'll say what would be opposing to that would be a system where there is accountability so that the Muslim guy does not have to pander to the Christian in order to get a work done. It wouldn't appear as though I'm Christian and I'm doing you, the Muslim, a favor. If there's a structure, I'm supposed to do my job, I get the job done. I don't say, well, I'm going to do it for my townsman or my kinsman and maybe take you through some hell before and I get it done for you. So it seems as though the way we want to hold our leaders accountable is the same way we have to hold ourselves accountable. And if we hold ourselves accountable, then we have every right beneath the sun to charge someone else with accountability. And in the absence of that, we have to make excuses. We have to say, well, you're eating alone. Why? Share it. So I need not point so far for you to see the consequence of our indecision, the proof of our excuse, like the evidence of all the choices that we have made lays before us every day. It's funny that I can build a career on just hearing Nigerians complain. I would love to have other elements like traveling the world and reporting the world to on Nigeria Info so that you can have a vague concept of what whiskey in Russia feels like. We'll compare the whiskey in Russia to the one in Delta and see which is highly combustible. Like, just experiment with other forms of living besides complaining. And I say to you that we might need to reevaluate our actions. And yeah, that really is the reason for the conversation. It's like, let's reevaluate what we do, what we don't do, what we say, what we don't say, how we say what we say. And then when we say and do, the consequence of that. I have a minute and I hope I can read a WhatsApp message before I'm off on a break, because when I come back, the conversation will continue. I wanted to segue to how much is your vote worth, but I don't want to rush that conversation. I have to be off radio at 12 or 2:15. So no point. Let's exhaust this one, and then tomorrow we'll discuss how much your vote is worth. Our friends on WhatsApp have something to say.
Yes, Godwin from Lagos. He said, Joyce, rats na rats. No matter the size or height, it is time to start being brutal with all this political official order. Most of them are thieves, as you can see. Thank you.
Okay, one more.
Okay. This one is saying, Nelson Mandela operated with violence against the state.
All right, off on the break. It's 2 p.m. on the clock. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side.
You are listening to Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. So we just heard Vaughn say that the chaos in Ukraine, or between Russia and Ukraine, is affecting food prices in Africa. So first of all, let's establish something. Africa is so blessed that except maybe in the importation of some things, just because of the magnitude of our population, I don't think food should be our problem. Like, we have no business with Ukraine. I feel, well, if wheat is expensive, we pretty much could manage other alternatives, or say, you know how it is where Well, yeah, this has affected something, yeah? But it's not affecting us as badly. We're not carrying the brunt of it. Well, we're not necessarily singularly carrying out, that you know, bearing the brunt of what's happening in Ukraine, but there are other factors that are affecting us economically. And every time I hear in the news, you know, like, well, this Russian thing is an issue, it's like, is there a way that we could have prevented this? So even if there was going to, even if fate says, well, there's going to be something between Russia and Ukraine where the average Nigerian can still afford bread, even if there's going to be an increase, it would not be, you know, 200%. It would not be 100%. Something marginal, something manageable, something heavy, but, you know, the bread can go round. So it seems that at this point, and I've told you this before, we need futurists. We need men who can sit down and think. But how do you know a man who can think if you are failing at thinking yourself? It's like, you know, I'm doing something right because you're following my process. So if you, for example, say, oh, Joyce is a good thinker, maybe you're not thinking what I'm thinking, but at least you're following the process. You're like, okay, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, that's another angle. Oh, okay. Oh, wow, that's something. Or you can bounce off me. You're a thinker yourself, and then maybe I'm a kind of something that you can bounce off. And you're like, well, there's synergy here. We're complementary. But in the absence of all of that, you get what you're given. And I feel that Nigerians get what they're given. Except this new Nigeria will demand something for a start. Who's on WhatsApp with us?
Yeah, OB, the message I was reading before. It says, okay. Nelson Mandela operated with violence against the state, method synonymously with our Niger Delta brothers, the Tompolos, Asari Dukobos, Boy Loaf, etc. Nelson Mandela did some decades in jail, released, and helped to the South African presidency and remain one of the most honored and respected person in the world history. However, our Nigeria is an aberration to natural conventional system. Yeah, we may forgive, but never forget.
Okay. He says Nigeria is an aberration.
This one says, hello, Joyce. Welcome back. I have really missed you. We should judge the person based on his or her current character and value. Looking at the case study, I think he deserves what he's getting because he is not a changed person. Just visit Ogun State and see his handwork as a governor. He is a perfect example of a failed governor.
Because you don't like the guy. Is it because the looting didn't go around? Like, so now, pardon me. No, I'm not trying to be tricky. But we must also probe your judgment. Is it that the looting didn't get to you? Or he honestly isn't sufficient a governor for you?
He didn't do his work.
No. So we don't know that. I can't prove that. And you might have a point. But let it be that you're judging. It's like, it's that if you must judge someone, it must be fair. The judgment must be fair so that they can also learn from your judgment. Because you don't want a situation where your judgment is more condemnation than it is actually critical observation of what the person represents. And then you say, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I think if Nigerians are going to be honest, you don't do much of charging with accountability. All right. The best way to judge the future is to look at yesterday. Well, in what direction are Nigerians looking? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Good.
Okay, good to have you here.
Auntie, you are too much. And may God continue to bless you with wisdom. If you go to Oyo, to Mungono, after we see before, can arable land that has not been cultivated can feed the whole Africa. If you go from after Baba, that is a very continent, the Faro, the Kansas Hospital, the land where they are can even fit Ghana, Cotonou, Senegal, and Gambia. But do you know what we are talking in Nigeria?
Okay. Hello? I'm listening, go ahead.
Insensitivity, lack of planning, taking our money outside. Don't want to invest in Nigeria so that we can cultivate, so that they will not ask them questions. And we have money that we can compete with Ukraine for iron and wheat. The arable land went there for north.
Nigeria is not supposed to be hungry. So this one, they are running, rushing to Ukraine and Russia. Mommy, I say I see it as insensitivity. My vote is counting, but the collection center is ready for the finish. Tomorrow, I'm waiting.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So how do you judge a man when his past comes to light? And here our spotlight is on politics in Nigeria, or our politicians in Nigeria. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Ajah.
Thank you very much for calling.
If we want to talk about yesterday because of today, and we are preventing our tomorrow from looting, where it is so horrible to my hearing that somebody can steal billions and the person can come outside and say, nah, snake or swallow up. And yet, it is no longer in the news what happened to those group of people. If you tell me that I should forgive yesterday, I bet don't mention politicians in Nigeria. We are by the rule of law. There was a time in the late 90s, during the time of environmental, there was a woman open a shop. She has sweeped everywhere. She just wants to drink small water. And they pick her up. You know that woman gave birth in the prison.
Oh.
Just because after the environmental, wise politicians are stolen billions. They are the same people forgiving themselves. Now they will present themselves to us. And they will say, go and vote for them. And the radio station will say, now your right to vote for them, oh, now your, in fact, it's a criminal offense if you don't vote. So the citizens are voting for the politician who forgive themselves, continue to forgive themselves. Madam, in conclusion, if it's possible to plant a finger in Nigeria, the finger will germinate. If it's possible to plant a finger, I had purpose some weeks ago, and the seed fell on a rock. You know that it has already started coming out?
Yeah, I believe that.
So, what we have in Nigeria, they know, they program the system to fail. They just bring themselves to us, so yeah, go and vote for them. And we begin to vote. If Muyiwa don't want to vote, Okechukwu don't want to vote, Abdullahi will vote now, and they will count the vote. So, they win. Madam, I've been listening to you. I don't call because I don't want to stretch myself. The problem of Nigeria is that if they want this problem to solve, let all return to regional system. Let Tinubu and Fashola and Ambo, they be a president to Yoruba. Let Peter Obi be a president in the Igbo land. If we do wonders, let Tambuwa and Co be a president in the north. And let that Abuja be a capital center for military base. So that if another country wants to stand against Nigeria, we military in Abuja, we stand against them. We know what they are doing. How will somebody sit in Abuja and be controlling your group, control Abeokuta, control everywhere? Abe, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, we're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. So we're following your thought or your thinking process, if you were to, how do you judge a man whose past has come to light? And our spotlight is on our Nigerian politicians. I want to find out, in your judgment and what you believe, do you think they're worthy of consideration? And because you're going to vote, I want to find out what your thought process is in that regard. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome, my name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Yeah,
this is Ahigbe Odilai.
Thank you for calling, Ahigbe.
Yeah, what is there? I've heard all the callers. The loot that was looted, that the president person that wants a vote or wants a position, it is the serious money of the people. He knows that he will always buy the grassroots with the money he has looted.
Yeah.
So the further he adjusts himself or herself into higher position.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of women position, like Patricia Ete. Before she was removed from that office.
Yeah.
Then the money she looted, was it recovered? No. So the stigma remain with her. The spirit of loot and greed remain with them. We have a governor who was once accused of being a prisoner. And when they went to the court to check the file was not there. So he said it was never been. But God proved him wrong when he went to abroad with a lot of loot. And then he surrendered himself with his brother, and the brother told the Nigerian people that the money is not missing. And then when they returned the money to Nigeria, they were asking that the money should be given to them. You can see the drama. That the people themselves, ourselves, we are the problem of ourselves by not acknowledging the revelation of God of the past man or past woman activity. Because why God wants to use that their past to bring them down. But we want to uplift them with their past by taking a peanut or appreciating them, saying, now my trans person, now my brother, who know the sin. It's not like that.
So you're saying that a person with a criminal past, you're saying that a person with a criminal past should not be given a second chance politically because of the sensitivity of the job.
It is not on the top or top of a hem of a fear that you have to show your repentance.
Oh.
Then we have Apostle Paul. He was not just be apostle. He had to work hard. He went to the Arabian desert to be reconstructed. And then he was anointed to be a minister of God. For you to jump out from prison, that you are now born again, it might not be, it is not so.
All right.
The Lord God said you should start from the start. That's right, that you must show your evidence. Those who came out from prison in Nigeria and said they are born again, you later discover that they went there to loot money from the by the word Jesus Christ. So those who come into their fold, as a Christian,
I get it.
They further rob them.
Okay, so you're saying that if we've had leaders with a criminal past, they don't deserve a second chance in the office
The second chance they deserve is that they should be
politically. Politically, yeah, they shouldn't lead other people anymore.
Okay, yeah, politically they are not a material at all.
All right,
thank you. The evil spirit is still working in them.
Oh, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And yes, we have to segue to a recording. And that would mean that I will not be back again on air today. So I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're Nigeria Info.